Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Hey everyone, good morning, and thanks for listening on your Saturday. Welcome to Great Question, a Manufacturing Podcast. This is our special series called Ask a Plant Manager. I'm Anna Townsend, Managing Editor of Plant Services, and with me is Joe Kuhn. He is a retired plant manager turned industry consultant, author, YouTube influencer, and our newest Plant Services columnist. In this quick hitting series, Joe considers a commonplace scenario facing factory and plant floors every day. You'll get his advice, but most importantly, he'll focus on small actions you can take right away. So grab a cup of your favorite caffeinated beverage, and by the time you're done, you'll have some new ideas, tips, tricks, or advice from Joe Kuhn. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining me again today to talk maintenance and reliability and leadership and so much more.
I'm excited to be here. Love the topic. And anxious to tackle another one today.
Great. So we try to make this podcast series very actionable. You're really great at sort of giving our listeners, you know, specific actions they can take or small ideas that they can grow big slowly. So, you know, we've talked about how to start a reliability program or how to start doing planned maintenance, how to incorporate data-driven decision-making, or how to improve wrench time, just to name a few. By the way, if those are topics that you're interested in, be sure to go back and check out those episodes if you missed them. Joe's advice is classic. It never goes out of style. So today we're going to flip the script just a little bit and sort of focus specifically on some of the failure points for maintenance managers. So we talk a lot in this podcast about what they should be doing, but what are some of the things that they shouldn't be doing? And it's probably still important to talk about, you know, some of the practices that if maintenance managers aren't doing them, they're sure to fail. I'm also thinking about this question kind of up and down the corporate ladder. You know, maintenance managers are kind of in that middle management. So how might they be failing their workers and direct reports? And what can maintenance managers be doing that's failing upper management or that upper management would see as a failure? I think those are probably two different things. But Joe, what do you think?
Well, I'll tackle the second one first. It's how are maintenance managers failing when you look towards their business or their plant manager? And this may be a new term for folks. I will explain it. And it's called time span of control. Time span of control. When you're a maintenance manager, a lot of times you used to be a very good maintenance engineer, or you used to be a very good supervisor, and you're working in today. You're working on today's outage, today's problems, today's emergency. When you become a manager, you have to spend a certain amount of time on today, and that could be in a really bad day, that could be 100%, but you need to be spending something like 20% of your time on today. Maybe another 20% on this month. And then the remaining 60% on how and why are you going to be better 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. Most maintenance managers that fail get sucked into today. And so they spend 100% of their time on what they were good at, why they got promoted. They spend 100% of the time in today trying to make it better, and then they wipe the sweat off their brow and say, we'll try it again tomorrow. And so you never implement solutions that are strategic. You're always doing tactical ones. By far, the most common problem I see with maintenance managers, because they were good at it, maybe they know the solution, so they get sucked into that versus working in their proper time span of control. And you could argue what that is. I just described like a 40-60. 40 is more today, here and now, this week. And then 60 may be, you know, longer term. But the maintenance manager's job is usually to move the organization strategically to lower cost, better reliability, better safety performance, better environmental performance. And you got to work on that. You know, and one way to measure this is for a week, monitor where you spend your time. What time span are you in? You in the today? You in the this month? 3 months or a year? You know, just put a little check mark on where you're spending your time, and most people are shocked. So that's number one. The second thing I'll say that causes maintenance managers to fail is they focus on everything. And I actually, and I'm looking upward in the organization too. You know, upwards in the organization, there may be 50 things that you're supposed to perform on. But if you focus on 50 things, you're actually focused on nothing. I've actually gone to a lot of sites when I was operating as a coach inside my company, and they would show me 60 slides on improvements that they're making. 60. Focus on a few. That's the message. So maintenance managers fail by trying to please everyone, trying to look good on every metric, every KPI, instead of saying, we're going to be great on these two, these three. And so if you could pick three things that you want to do substantially better, make a step change in, that would be strategic for you, that's far better than working on 40 things and making glacial progress. Now, you may be saying, hey, Joe, that's easy to say. You know, I get asked to do stuff every day from my boss. How do I do that? Well, I'll introduce another concept called getting a C. Instead of doing getting an A+ on every task you're asked to do, why not try to get an A+ on those three things I talked about and try to get a C on everything else? Just a passing grade. Just a passing grade. So those are really the ways, Anna, that I see maintenance managers fail: that time span of control, and they focus on too many things.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how time span of control can apply to my own job and my life. I think outside of a maintenance manager, a lot of people could probably relate to that, and trying not to get sucked into today, as you said. I also like the idea of, you know, trying to be more strategic and not just tactical in everything that you do every day. And, you know, you can't do it all. You gotta focus on a few. So yeah, it's not always easy, I think, to focus on the negative, or maybe easier to point out all the problems and harder to talk about solutions. But I think you do that very well. And you gave people some good ideas to think about. And again, things they can turn around and start tomorrow.
Now, Anna, I'll be brief here. The second part of your question was, how do maintenance managers fail down? And right. That's very simple: not knowing reality. Managing from the office, managing your KPIs from the conference room, looking at charts, that is an image of reality on the floor, but does not reflect what the technician goes through on a daily basis. What frustrations do they have? Do they not have a fork truck? Do they not have proper tools? Is production not giving them the equipment at the proper time and in the proper condition, like it's loaded with material? So not knowing reality. And I've said this in every video, I'm sure, you got to dedicate a portion of your day to observation, knowing reality.
Definitely. All right, well, we'll leave it there for this episode, Joe, but thanks again for joining me. We appreciate your insights and advice, as always.
All right, it's great to be here. Thank you.
All right, thank you for listening to Great Question, a manufacturing podcast. This is a special series presentation with Joe Kuhn called Ask a Plant Manager. I'm Anna Townsend with Plant Services. We'll see you in next question.